Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Cain. As I see it. Common sense. In a world of insanity.
Gentlemen, they say no news is good news, but unfortunately, we have quite a bit of news today, and none of it is very good. And I wanted to start out because I think this is extremely important and being very, very, very misreported by many, is the apparent toxic spill that happened in Ohio. That this administration is basically calling, a minor incident where some toxic chemicals, not of a very deadly variety, had to be set on fire. They literally set them on fire. So I'm going to talk a little bit about this because, to be honest, everything that you're hearing about what happened in East Palestine, Ohio, smacks of a cover-up. First off, the train derailed bad enough, and apparently it was carrying 20 cars of this train was carrying highly toxic chemicals. Now, not everything on the train was toxic. Apparently it had some frozen vegetables and, I don't know, some other things, but 20 cars carried very toxic chemicals. Some of these, including highly toxic, like vinyl chloride and hydrogen chloride. Literally 50 cars derailed, 20 of them carrying these type of toxic chemicals. Now, inhaling vinyl chloride fumes, according to Ashok Kumar, who is an expert in the field, University of Ohio environmental engineering professor, said can induce dizziness, nausea, headaches, some breathing complications. But another professor, Professor Kevin Cost, who's the director of the Ohio University's Air Quality Center, said it can cause cancer of the liver and other organs. He says if you breathe these in under certain circumstances, it's extraordinarily bad for you. It's like an acid mist. Not something that you want to be around, according to him. Now, the officials burned that tanker in order to avoid what they call a possibility of a gigantic explosion happening. Well, when they burnt the tanker, ladies and gentlemen, they evacuated about a mile. The smoke, quite obviously, traveled far, far more than a mile. And they were telling people, well, just if you're a mile away from it, stay in your house or, don't go outside for a little while. This went literally hundreds of miles into Pennsylvania, all through Ohio. And what did it cause? Well, one man who owns a dairy farm near there apparently kept foxes on his dairy farm and said they're collapsing and dying. They started coughing, he said, and they just shut down, had liquid diarrhea, and just, boom, died. Another lady said her chickens, she had surveillance on her chickens, I guess because of the predators. She had surveillance cameras on her chickens. She said they were fine until they started burning the chemicals. Then the chickens began to slow down, and all of them died. All of them. We're now hearing stories of frogs washing up, floating to the surface of the water, fish floating to the surface of the water, people walking around well past the 1 mile radius. We're talking well past the 1 mile radius in hazmat suits. In hazmat suits. By the way, they're in the hazmat suits and they're telling the people whose houses they're passing by that it's perfectly okay to go outside. Then why are you in a hazmat suit? Does that make any sense to you? If people walked up to your lawn in a hazmat suit and said, you can come out, everything's fine, would you believe them? Now, they held a town meeting. This was a disaster. They held a town hall, an absolute, abject disaster. The only person that showed up was the mayor. Did Pete Buttigieg show up? We're looking for Pete Buttigieg. Oh, no, he didn't show up. Did anybody representing the train company show up? No, no, nobody from the train company showed up. You know why they didn't show up? They said, we are not sending a representative there because we fear for their physical safety. This is the same group of people, the Democratic machine, who told everyone, well, you don't have to go to work, just go to, you know, use your Zoom. Use Zoom to do your meetings. How come they can't use Zoom to do a meeting? How come you couldn't get Pete Buttigieg? How come you couldn't get representatives from the train company on Zoom to address the situation in that meeting? Explain that one to me. Because they didn't want to answer any of the questions. They didn't want to face the music because they know what they did. One expert in the field on a news program said they theoretically, in a very real way, nuked the state of Ohio. Nuked it. Now, there are people who are very worried. There are people saying, I want to know what I breathed in. And I want to know what the long-term effects of what I breathed in could cause because, yes, the spillage was an accident. But the fire, setting it on fire, was not an accident. That's what sent the smoke into the air. You know, all you environmentalists who say we can't have a gas stove. We can't have a gas-running car. We need an electric car. You're the ones who set it on fire, toxic chemicals into the atmosphere. You're the ones who did that. Some environmentalists, oh, we did it to prevent a greater harm. It could have exploded. Listen, if it exploded, which I highly doubt, no expert I heard said it was under threat of a major explosion. What's going to explode? Most said, well, it's going to seep into the ground, which is not good either. And this is another thing you have to realize. People are saying it's not just the smoke. We're seeing fallout from the smoke. We're seeing cars covered with fallout. We're seeing houses covered with fallout. You think none of this seeped into the ground, into the water, or the fields that the crops are going to be planted in, the soil? This is a major problem. And when we have a major problem, we know exactly what this administration does. They cover it up and they run and hide. Pete Buttigieg should have been front and center. He was not. You know what he did do? He tweeted that this is Donald Trump's fault. I'm not making that up. I'm not making that up. 2.5 years into Joe Biden's presidency, a train derails carrying toxic chemicals. You decide, and the EPA decides, the great idea is to set the damn thing on fire and send smoke billowing 3 states away. And when it starts to cause animals to drop dead and people to be rushed to the hospital with breathing issues, our transportation secretary says, it's Donald Trump's fault. I mean, you can't even make that up. You can't even make that up, folks. That's how bad it's gotten here. The literal excuse for everything is it's Donald Trump's fault because they think that they have pre conditioned you to hate this man so bad that if they said World War One was Donald Trump's fault, you'd believe it. I'll tell you whose fault it is. It's the Einsteins that wanted to cover up everything that was on that train. You know why they want to cover that up? Because our fearless leader, Joe Biden, famously said while he was closing Keystone Pipelines and other pipelines, the pipelines are bad for the environment and it's not safe. The safest way to transport anything is by train. How'd that work out for you, Joe? How'd that work out? People losing their animals, people losing their chickens, people losing, literally losing their houses and cars. There are people who are literally saying, I fear taking a shower or a bath. I don't know what it's polluted in this water. I'll get it in my eyes and the pores of my skin. I don't want to do that. I don't know at this point. And they're not providing any answers other than to say it's perfectly safe as they walk around in full hazmat suits. Why was no one there representing the train company? No, well, the crowd may have attacked us. Okay, well, you know, you have the option of being on the Zoom call, right? You could have been there. How come Pete Buttigieg is not there? He's too busy blaming Donald Trump and tweeting about electric cars in his fantasy land world that he lives in. Meanwhile, the good people of Ohio can't even take a bath, can't even take a shower. They're afraid to put their kids in the bathtub. And you know what you're being told? It's not a hazardous level that we released into the atmosphere. It's not imminently hazardous. Imminently hazardous means it's not going to kill you on contact. It's not what people are worried about right now. People want to know what is the long-term effect of what you've done. They've breathed it in. They've bathed in it. They may have drank some of the water. They may have, you know, their land and everything is contaminated with it at some point. And some people who were relatively close by had fallout. And they want to know what the long-term effect could be. And all you're giving them is lip service saying it's not imminently hazardous. Well, I got news for you. There's a lot of things that aren't imminently hazardous that are very, very dangerous and deadly over a long period of time. But you'll notice, of course, as I mentioned before, that these same exact people who are walking around in hazmat suits telling people it's okay to go outside, nobody's asking them to wear a mask. Nobody's asking you to wear a mask. No one is saying, well, if you live in this area of Ohio or the outskirts of it, you might want to wear a mask for a few weeks to kind of offset your chances. No, they're not saying that. Well, I got news. The particles are a lot bigger in something like this than they were in COVID. Meaning, a mask could potentially block some of this. They're not asking you to wear it. They don't care. Oh, you want to go outside and breathe in that good old toxic air? Go ahead. But you're going to be banned from even going to a grocery store during COVID if you didn't wear a mask. That's why you know this is a joke, folks. These people do not want to admit what they've done. What they've done was stupid. And they say, well, it was a contained fire. Yeah, the fire was contained. The smoke is not contained. The smoke went up into the atmosphere and blew all over the place. There are people as far away as Pennsylvania who are reporting negative effects from this. Pennsylvania. And probably going to go beyond that, to be honest. There are tips of Pennsylvania that touch New Jersey, that touch New York. Who knows how far this is going to go? Now, it may weaken as it gets to those, but it's still not good for you. And instead of just being upfront and honest and saying, this is a catastrophe, we're going to tell you right now that this thing could explode. And if it explodes, it's going to be far, far, far worse than if we set it on fire. Setting it on fire is not a great option. It's going to contaminate the air. It could possibly kill your animals and your livestock. It could do horrendous damage to your lungs if it's breathed in. You're going to have to evacuate a large portion of the surrounding areas. They didn't want to do that. They didn't want to do that. They didn't want to panic you. They'd rather you died than panic you. But it was okay to panic you when COVID came. Then it was panic. Then they didn't rather you died. Then it was, we're doing it for your own good. We're locking you away for your own good. We're forcing you to wear a mask for your own good. But when this happens, oh, it's okay. Breathe that in. It won't do anything. Probably, maybe. We don't know. Except we have an expert clearly saying that long-term effects could cause liver cancer and other things. Smoke and chemicals from that train. That's the only thing that could possibly have caused these animals to die. What, did they just drop dead for no reason? And it's just a coincidence that you set the train on fire and animals are dropping dead. Are we so different from animals? Okay, they're smaller. But if they're dropping dead at it, what's it doing to you? It was a literal mushroom cloud, folks. A literal mushroom cloud. If you haven't seen the videos, I really honestly think you should. I really think you should. This is outrageous. It's absolutely outrageous. And once again, you can thank this administration for handling it in the worst way possible and taking no accountability. Anyone thinks that Pete Buttigieg is a competent politician of any kind and should have been elected to anything, look no farther than a man whose only excuse is, this is Donald Trump's fault. I mean, this is the equivalent of your three-year-old blaming the teddy bear when the cookies are gone from the cookie jar, four-year-old, right? I didn't do it. The teddy bear did it. I didn't do it. My imaginary friend did it. Pete Buttigieg. It's not our fault. It's that horrible, evil, terrible Donald Trump. Everything bad that happens is because of Donald Trump. It's not because of me taking 9 months off. It's not because I have absolutely no idea what I'm doing. It's not because I don't want to face the music and answer tough questions. I'll just go with the old catch-all. It's Donald Trump's fault, and all of my followers, all of my minions, all of these brainwashed liberal crazoids are just going to say, yes, Donald Trump. As long as you give that answer, you get a free pass to do anything. Oh, that's right. It was Donald Trump's fault. Man, there's even some Democratic-leaning news agencies that are saying, this is really stretching it. You're going to try to blame this on Donald Trump? You're really, really starting to stretch it thin now. In the chat room, we have someone saying, yeah, why don't smoke cigarettes? Exactly. Tobacco and the nicotine in the tobacco isn't going to kill you instantly. Kill you in time. Excessive drinking isn't going to kill you instantly. But in time. So what they're basically saying is, oh, no worries. You're not going to walk out of your house and drop dead. Just 10 years from now, you're going to have liver cancer. And by that time that happens, they're going to say, oh, well, it wasn't our fault. That could have come from anything. Does that sound familiar with people dropping dead from heart attacks at the age of 23 and people saying, oh, that's not from anything? See, because that's what they do. That's what they do. But I want you to understand that this decision to burn these chemicals and release them into the atmosphere proves beyond one shadow of any doubt that these phonies who are literally telling you you're a Nazi if you want to drive a gas-powered car or have a gas stove are full of crap. Totally full of crap. Now, I'm sure that if somebody died tomorrow, and God willing, that does not happen, but if somebody died tomorrow from this chemical, I'm sure Pete Buttigieg or Joe Biden, who has made no comment on this, by the way, will say, well, that's Donald Trump's fault, because that's the catch-all answer. Anything that goes bad in the world is Donald Trump's fault. We'll see what happens here, folks. But I feel terribly sorry for the people in that area. And I'm worried for the people in Pennsylvania even, and even beyond. We don't know how far these chemicals are going to travel in the sky. And we don't know what the fallout that's literally falling from the smoke. We don't know what that's going to cause. I mean, this could be a 10-year thing. I heard a guy on the news literally saying, if it gets into the water supply and stuff, this could go very far. And this could have long, long, long-term and far-reaching ramifications. And true to form, this administration, you don't need to know anything. Same way with the weather balloons, right? You don't need to know anything. All you need to know is that this is Donald Trump's fault. They started sending these balloons over during Donald Trump's administration, and he was too stupid to realize it. And so they thought they could get away with it, but they sent it over in our administration, and because we're so wise and smart and clever, we tracked it all the way from China. Now, we didn't blow it up when it went over our nuclear facilities and started transmitting information. No, we didn't do that. We waited and waited and said, there's no reason to worry. It's just a weather balloon from China that went astray. And then we shot it down. Because, of course, that's what you would do if you have no worries. Then realizing we look like total idiots for having kept that balloon in the air so long, you went up and what did you shoot down? Three more. Except there are probably, now it appears as though they're our own weather balloon that you shot down. Nothing to do with China. So basically what you did was this. You said, we goofed up on the first one. Let's shoot a few things out of the sky and make us look tough. So everybody could say, see, they took great action immediately on those other ones, except the other ones were nothing. They did that to fool you. Oh, what quick and decisive action they took on those other ones. Okay, the one slipped by, but boy, when they saw these other ones, yeah, except they had nothing to do with China. That was done for your benefit. That's called theater. As far as there being balloons in the Trump administration, I don't know whether there were or there weren't, but here's something curious. Nobody saw any of them. Do you know how many people reported this one? How come it wasn't seen? Once again, Donald Trump's fault. Everything's Donald Trump's fault. We inherited the worst economy in history. Really? Because I don't remember that. I remember gas at barely $2 a gallon. I remember plentiful food on the shelves at low, low prices. I remember people seeming to have a lot more spending money in their pockets. I remember businesses hiring and hiring and hiring, coming back to this country to do their manufacturing. That's what I remember. I don't know what country you're living in that you saw such economic collapse. You see, what they're doing is they're factoring in COVID, but they're the ones who created this problem by wanting to lock down every Democratic state. Oh, the economy was terrible. Yeah, because everybody was locked down. He told them they couldn't go to work. You're the ones who did that. The Republican states didn't do that, and that didn't happen. You're the ones who did that. And now you're going to say it's Donald Trump's fault. The economy was terrible because of Donald Trump. No, the economy was terrible because you closed it down. You know, the same people who said you must wear a mask to even go to the grocery store for 2 seconds or you'll be arrested. The same people who are telling the people in Ohio, what are you worried about? Fallout. Just go out and breathe that fresh air. And be glad your chickens died. Maybe you can use them as meat now. and poison yourself even further. This is what we get from them, folks. You cannot honestly, with a straight face, unless you're insane, convince me that you think that this is a good administration in any way, shape, or form, or they've done anything positive for the United States of America. I can't think of any. And every decision Joe Biden makes turns out to be wrong. Pipelines are going to be bad for the environment. Make sure all your chemicals and your oils and everything, they'll come by train. That'll be safer. Yeah, that worked out well, Joe. That's real safe. Splendid. Go tell the people in Ohio that, but you got no comment on that. No comment at all. Meanwhile, one of the biggest and funniest things of all time is Joe Biden is going to go take his physical, where his doctor is going to say, for a man his age, his cognitive skills and his physical attributes are amazing, because he's paid to say that. Joe Biden could stumble in there and refuse to have the guy put that tongue depressor in because somebody ate the ice cream off the stick. And they'd still say, oh, he's sharp as a razor blade. No, he didn't say anything. He didn't think that stick was from an ice cream bar. No, he didn't think the nurse was his sister. Now, he didn't spell his name wrong. It doesn't matter. They're going to tell you he's fine, everything's fine, because that's what they're told to say. See, and in fascist regimes, you do what you're told. You don't rock the boat. So Joe Biden will get a clear bill of health today. If you think that Joe Biden is sharp of mind and able of body, can't help you. I just can't. There's nothing I can say that's going to convince you otherwise. I could show you hours of footage that proves it totally wrong. You won't care. Because at the end of the day, he's not Donald Trump. You allowed the left to create a boogeyman that you all believe in. Oh, he must be evil. Everybody says so. He's evil. Yes, he's evil. Everything's his fault. Yes. The magic word to get a pass on anything that goes wrong is it's Donald Trump's fault. You allowed them to create that boogeyman, and you believed in the boogeyman. So, this is what you get. He's a scapegoat for everything. He's the horror wreaked upon the United States of America, even though you had more money in your wallet, more spending power. He's the evil one. Now eggs are $8 a dozen. There's toxic chemicals in the atmosphere. China's sending over spy balloons over our nuclear sites. We're heading for a recession faster than you can possibly imagine, and people have to have three jobs to pay the bills. But he's not Donald Trump, so everything's fine. And by the way, Donald Trump should be in jail because Donald Trump made a call to the election in Georgia saying, you got to find me 11,000 votes so I can win this state. Except they held that hearing. They held that trial, and guess what they found, folks? They found that people lied. That's right. The conclusion is the Trump administration in no way, shape, or form tried to pressure or in any way change the results of the election in Georgia. They not only found that, they found that people under oath lied. Lied about what he said, lied about what he did, lied about what they said and what they did. Flat out lied. That's perjury. Some people they're recommending charges. They're recommending charges against these people. Still sit here and tell me that people are not wrongly blaming Donald Trump for things. They perjured themselves to try to stop him. Why would you perjure yourself to try to stop someone who literally said, I don't know if I agree with the results in Georgia. I think they need to be scrutinized a little bit. And right away that your response is, let me lie. Let me lie under oath to make sure that this election is not looked at. Let me lie under oath to make it look as though Donald Trump was unduly trying to influence a recount and threaten people if they didn't come up with the results he wanted. Let me lie. Why would anyone do that? Ask yourself a very simple question. Almost everyone in the world has lied at some point in their life. Now ask yourself a question. Why did I lie? To protect what? Well, I didn't want to incriminate myself. I did something wrong, so I lied and said I didn't. Okay. Well, why do you think they lied? They lied so they didn't incriminate themselves because they did something they shouldn't. What do you think they did that they shouldn't? What do you think they would lie about an election for? Under oath, when the possibility is they get caught and go to jail, why do you think they would lie under oath about something as important as an election if they did nothing wrong? I want you to answer me that question. If they did nothing wrong, why lie? Would you do that? If you stopped at the donut shop on the way home and you ended up having a flat tire, your car wouldn't start. When you got home, your wife said, yeah, you're carousing with some girl. You wouldn't say, there was a robbery and I was on the floor and they told me not to move. You wouldn't do that. You just say, I was at the donut shop. And I had a flat. You don't believe me? Here's the evidence. Right? Why would you lie? You'd lie because you were having the affair with the girl, right? Okay. Then tell me why the people in Georgia lied about Donald Trump when they knew they were under oath and they could be charged with perjury. Just for fun? You think they lied just for fun? That's it? Or you think they lied to protect something? I think I know which one I'll choose. Folks, every single day it's becoming clearer and clearer and clearer that the following things are true. You were lied to about COVID, completely lied to. It became an experiment after a while. Yes, COVID is real. Yes, COVID killed people. But it became an experiment now. How much can we control the population through fear? How far are these people willing to go? If we put the fear of death in them or their loved ones, how far can we control them and insert our power and totally take away their freedom and their rights? How much will they allow us to do that with? You were lied to about much more than that. You were lied to about the vaccines. Not the safest ever, except you have to sign a waiver before you take it that says if you drop dead, it's not our fault. Yeah, that sounds safe. That sounds real safe. You were lied to about the Trump administration and what they did. You were lied to about the election. And you were lied to about what the FBI found on Hunter Biden's laptop. You're still being lied to about what the FBI found on Hunter Biden's laptop because I can tell you some things that they found. They found very clear evidence. Very clear evidence that Hunter Biden was giving a kickback to Joe Biden in exchange for access to the vice president of the United States at the time by foreign adversaries and lobbyists. That's what they found. So they covered it up. They don't care if he sleeps with hookers. They don't care if he's snorting crack. They don't care what he does. He's not an elected official. They don't care. That's why they promoted this story. Oh, this is more sensational. Show Hunter Biden nude in a hot tub, strung out of his mind on crack, and that'll take people's attention away from the fact that he clearly said he was giving his father kickback. Because that's more salacious. That's more enticing. People will be like, what's he getting up to? Hookers, how many at a time? Where were they from? What was their ages? He's outrageous. And then all the attention will be taken off good old Joe. I told you from the minute I reported on this story here on this show, I don't care what Hunter Biden did in regards to his own sex life. I didn't vote for Hunter Biden, nor did Hunter Biden run for any office. I don't give a damn if Hunter Biden wants to ruin his life with crack. What I care about is that clearly a crackhead, was given a job that he had absolutely no qualifications for and was paid more than anyone else in that company to have that job, has clear messages of thank you for introducing me to your father and a chance to meet the vice president. Clear emails saying, I don't treat you like dad treats me. I don't make you give me 10% of what you earn or 20% of what you earn. The hell does that mean? These are things the FBI knew. They don't care. They weren't going to tell you because they knew you wouldn't vote for Joe Biden. They know Joe Biden's compromise. We now have two separate universities that the minute they open up a Joe Biden wing, China donates all kinds of money. Are they donating all kinds of money to other universities in the United States? No, just those. I wonder why. Isn't that interesting? Gee, that's just a coincidence. Two American universities with huge money donated by China, and both of them have Biden wings. The ones who don't, we don't see Chinese money there. Interesting. Folks, bad things are going on in this country, really bad things. And, you know, the old expression, the rubber hit the road, well, that's what's happening now. It's starting to come out, it's starting to leak out, and panic mode is happening. Because they realize the jig is up, or damn close to up. Nobody believes the COVID lies anymore. Nobody believes the vaccine lies anymore. Only the most partisan liberal hacks believe the Donald Trump lies anymore. Because the people who are independent or just, you know, moderate Democrats are beginning to open their eyes, like Bill Maher and a couple other people, and say, wait a minute. What are you blaming? You're blaming everything in the world on Donald Trump? It doesn't make any sense at this point. Wait a minute, the people that you're giving appointments to, they have no qualifications. People, the judge has no qualification. And when he comes up against something like this, it's an emergency, you see he has no qualifications. Meanwhile, one of our favorite appointees, Sam Brinton, who is a nuclear waste disposal expert, and in his spare time, he dresses up, I'm not kidding you now, he dresses up like a dog and spanks men with various things. That's what he does. And also in his spare time, he goes to airports and steals people's luggage, women's luggage, so he can take their underwear and wear them. This is your nuclear waste disposal expert. And he's in court for stealing women's luggage so he can take underwear. And in his spare time, he dresses up like a dog. What do you think would happen if that was in the Trump administration? What do you think would happen if a Trump appointee was going into airports stealing people's luggage so that he could wear women's underwear and posting pictures of himself online dressed up as a dog spanking men? What do you think the left would say? They would say, well, this is the Howard Stern show. What the hell is Donald Trump doing? This man has no qualifications. Oh, no, they love this guy. Oh, he's gender fluid, and he's just a wonderful person. Yeah, he's a thief. He's a thief and a pervert. And he's going to tell you how to get rid of your nuclear waste. That's what he's going to do. Congratulations. You got the big wigs in the educational department, one of them dressing up like Benny Hill in a fright wig, saying it's okay for 8-year-olds to decide whether or not they want to be a male or a female. Literally looking like he stepped off the set of the Benny Hill show. But that's okay. That's fine. This is what you get. These have to check certain boxes. Are you gender fluid? Yes. Can you spell nuclear waste disposal? Not really. It doesn't matter your gender fluid you're in. Do you have any experience in education? I went to school. But you are a drag queen. Yes. Okay. You're in. You can learn on the job. Much like Pete Buttigieg. Oh, you're married to a man and you adopted a baby? Then you don't need to know anything about transportation. You can make ridiculous statements like a bridge is racist. A highway is racist. And train derailment, that doesn't bother me. I have nothing to say on the train derailment. Who cares? Everyone's losing their pets and their livestock in Ohio. Donald Trump's fault. That's all. It's Donald Trump's fault. Don't ask me any other questions. You heard the answer. It's Donald Trump's fault. This is the administration you have. It's a clown show. It's literally the cast from the Howard Stern show taking control of your country. And they have no idea how to run it. None. Zero. Dean General Milley, who said China's not a threat. China's no threat at all. Has finally, I guess, realize that China's enough threat, so we have to shoot down their balloon. And then, in an unprecedented move of boldness and determination and valor, orders the destruction of her own weather balloon. Shoot them down. Could be our enemy. Yeah, it says United States on it, and I think it's a weather balloon. Shoot it down. I'm the general. And I'm bold and brave, except I think China's our friend. You know, General Milley, who gave all the horrible advice to Donald Trump, General Milley, who lied about how many troops there was in Afghanistan and should have been court-martialed for it. You lied to the President of the United States of America on purpose. You also went behind his back and called China and said, I know that you're worried about Donald Trump, but don't worry. If he gives me any orders that I think is whatever, we're not going to do it. That's instant court-martial. I don't know why this man still has a job. I don't know why this man is in federal prison for the rest of his life. You can't usurp the power of the President of the United States. Who the hell do you think you are? I didn't elect you. That's unbelievable. Well, that's not an insurrection in any way, shape, or form. Just saying, well, the military is not going to answer to the president. We're going to lie to him. We're going to talk to his adversaries behind his back. We're going to keep things from him that is vital to the decisions that he has to make. That's insurrection. Then you're taking the place of the president. You're making vital decisions. I didn't elect you. That's treason. Still got a job, though. Because they don't care, folks. You have to check a couple of boxes. Do you hate Donald Trump? Yes, that's a big box check. Are you a minority in any way, shape, or form, whether it be your sexuality or your nationality? Yes, okay, that's a big check. I mean, this is crazy. If you're a straight white guy with a family and a couple of kids, you might as well forget it. You ain't getting no job in this government. Doing what? We don't have time for you. We need the guy that dresses up like a dog and spanks guys on the ass and steals women's luggage at airports. That's who we need. He's a pro. We need a general who thinks China's our friend and usurps the power of the president behind his back. What do you think would happen if one of those people did that to Joe Biden? They'd court-martial him. Immediately, they'd court-martial him. Immediately. So just remember all the things you were lied to about, and nobody's reporting. Nobody's reporting that some experts are saying that this spill in Ohio, this burning in Ohio, could have long-term lasting effects on our water supply and our air as far-reaching as several states over. They're not reporting that. They're saying this is not that hazardous. It's not that big of a deal. Unless you're within a mile or two of it, there's really nothing to worry about. That's not true. But same way with COVID, when people were saying the masks won't work, people are being silenced. The people who are coming forward saying, well, wait a minute, I'm an expert on this, and I'm telling you that if this gets into the water supply, if these toxic chemicals feed into the water supply or the soil, you got a major problem. Oh, no, no, you can't be allowed to talk. We're not putting you on the air, and we're making sure that your posts don't get reached by anybody. We'll make sure that you're shadow banned. Don't put that on YouTube. You'll be taken instantly down. See what happens when there's only one side of the conversation, folks? So you got the poor people in Ohio. I felt sorry for one guy who was at the Ohio town meeting. He said, I live 4 or 5 miles away. They told us within a 1 mile radius is all you had to evacuate. He said, I went outside and I couldn't catch my breath. I had to go to the hospital. That's what he said. I had to go to the hospital because I was choking and coughing and not able to catch my breath. And I want to know what the hell I breathed in. And you know what their answer is? Nothing hazardous immediately. Nothing life-threatening now. You're not going to die now. The man's not asking that. How would you like to be the guy that walked out of his house not knowing what the hell's going on? People don't watch the television 24 hours a day. So you're told, well, within a 1 mile radius, there's going to be some kind of a burn of some chemicals and it won't reach you. And then you walk out of your house and you're trying to mow your lawn or you're trying to get to whatever you're doing or you're trying to clean up your mess outside. And all of a sudden you're like, I can't breathe. And you have to be rushed to the hospital. And they tell you, we don't know what you breathed in. And whatever it is, it's not going to kill you now. And you're saying to yourself, wait a minute, what did I breathe in? Please tell me, is this going to have a long-term effect on my health? Should I be worried? Should I be getting extra life insurance? Are my family going to be okay in the next 10 years? I'm a fairly young man. Am I going to have my lifespan shortened 15 years because of this nonsense? And here's the answers you're getting. We don't want to show up at your meeting. You might attack us. Okay, well, why would they attack you? Because you have to answer a question, and if you answer it honestly, they're going to go crazy. Same reason I told you why people lie. People lie to protect themselves from things they did wrong. Well, an audience doesn't attack you for answering questions in a positive way. If you showed up to that meeting and said, look, here's some evidence that none of this is going to have any long-term health effects on you, that this is all perfectly fine. Here's doctors that we're going to bring that are going to tell you, no, that this is okay. Yeah, it was bad for the animals, but it has no long-term effect on humans. They couldn't tell you that, folks. They were going to have to tell you the truth. And they feared that when they told you the truth, the audience was going to attack them. And you still think that's not bad news? You still think they're not hiding something? When somebody says, I won't even show up and tell you what you breathed in because you might attack me. Now we know. Hell, they didn't even have the courage to take a Zoom call in to address those people whose lives they may have altered. That's what they think of you. Keep voting for them. Keep voting for the people who do these things. You just keep right on. And you just keep telling yourself, well, it's not Donald Trump, so I'm okay. While you're pumping your $4 gas, while you're buying your $8 eggs, while you're breathing in your toxic air, you just keep telling yourself that. While your 401ks are shrinking, jobs are being taken overseas, I'm hearing now Biden wants to shut down some more drilling in Alaska, so I've got news for you. Here comes the summertime with gas at an all-time high because they're going to say, well, more demand, less supply. Prepare for it. I just read about a guy who says he makes $20 an hour and he's homeless. Because it's not even enough in the area he lives in, and he can't get out of it because that's where his job is. This is ridiculous. And this is what I told you. I warned everyone, you can raise wages to $15 an hour to flip a burger if you want to. But it's not the amount of money. It's the buying power behind the money. If a dollar bought you 5 days worth of groceries, then you can make 20 cents an hour and it'd be fine. Not how much you make. It's how much the spending power behind what you make gets you. And right now your dollar is getting you about 68 cents. During the Trump administration, it was getting you the full dollar plus. But he's evil. He's bad. By the way, Nikki Haley is running for president. Nikki Haley came out and yelled and screamed and hollered and said there should be term limits and nobody over 70 and this, that, and the other thing. Now, there's two schools of thought on Nikki Haley. I had one person say to me, I think she's in the race to help Trump. I think she figures that if DeSantis runs, she'll take away a lot of the female vote from DeSantis. That's bull. I'll tell you why Nikki Haley's in this race. She can't win, by the way. She has no shot, none. This is Nikki Haley who, when NASCAR driver, what was his name, Bubba Wallace, claimed he had a noose hanging in his garage when it was really a pull string to open the damn door. She was the first one to tweet, this is a horrible situation. We should all be deeply ashamed that the racism that exists in this country, and we should all stand behind Bubba Wallace. Before she knew one fact, she was bluffed out. She couldn't wait to fall all over herself, fawning and falling all over the minority, saying, see, I'm on your side. I'm white, but I'm on your side. Never once being clever enough to say, this doesn't sound right. I'm going to withhold my opinion until we hear more. No, she didn't do that. She immediately tweeted, what a horrible, terrible situation. Oh, she's so ashamed. It's just terrible. Yeah, this is the person you want to be the president of the United States. By the way, nobody knew her name until Donald Trump helped her. And she repays him by running against him. Very good. This is the way politics work. Now, I'll tell you what she's going to do. She's going to spend a little bit of money. She's going to keep a lot more of the money. And then when she drops out of the race, she's going to have a few million dollars in her war chest to put in her bank account, because that's the way it works in this country. You don't have to give back any of the money. So if you raise $10 million with idiots who decide they're going to send you money, and you spend $2 million of it in your campaign and then decide to drop out, I guess you got $8 million in your bank account for just pretending to run for president. That's the way it works in this country. Congratulations. What a great system we have, where people can make a living out of running for president. Some people are doing that. Ask Bernie Sanders about it. I make a living running for president. Knowing you won't win. Not even really wanting to win. Just, well, I'll do this for a few months and put a few million in my bank account. Great. Good gig. Good gig. That's where this country's at now, folks. We're a mess. And I have a newsflash for you. Even if Donald Trump ran and won, I don't know if you can fix this mess in 4 years. And this is why I'm saying, and a lot of people disagree with me strongly, and I respect your opinion, but hear me out. This is why I do not want Ron DeSantis to be the president next term. We need more than 4 years to straighten this out. And I know you're going to say, well, DeSantis could have 8 years. Yeah, but we could have 12. Why are we settling for 8 years and we could have 12? In 12 years, you might be able to work this shit out. Let Trump have his 4 years. DeSantis runs then, and hopefully he wins. And if he wins, he's got 8 years. You now have 12 years. You have 12 years of some common sense rule to fix this nonsense, because nobody's going to be able to do it in four. And I don't even think anybody's going to be able to do it in 8. But you can go a long way, at least. So if DeSantis was smart, he'd say, no, I'm waiting. Maybe we'll get a Trump-DeSantis ticket. I don't know. I doubt it. But if we did, it would be great. But the bottom line is, you're being very short-sighted if you think 8 years is going to fix all the problems. We need more. Let Trump come in and go scorched earth on these people. And then you pick up the pieces in 4 years, and you'll have probably 8 years to get this country back where it belongs. That's a good game plan. And that's why I don't want Ron DeSantis in 2024. It's not enough time. I think we need someone who's going to, and again, he's going to have to worry about being reelected, so he can't do anything too drastic. He's going to say, well, if I do this or I do that, there goes the independent votes, and I won't get in next term. Trump don't have to worry about that. Trump can't get in another term, so he can go scorched earth. That's what I'm saying. Donald Trump can come in, and for his first 2 years at least, he can go scorched earth to get this fixed. Then let DeSantis come and run and probably win, and he'd be an excellent president. Maybe for 8 years. And you'd have 12 years of at least some common sense leadership where people in the administration are not literal drag queens from a Benny Hill show or perverts stealing women's luggage and dressing up like a dog. And there won't be Einsteins from the EPA saying, these are toxic chemicals that are very dangerous to seep into the earth. I know, let's burn it, and we'll cause fire and smoke. And the smoke will billow all over the place. And instead of infesting a five-mile radius, we'll infest a 500-mile radius. And you won't have idiots shutting down pipelines and saying it's much safer to travel by train with these chemicals and the oil and everything. Really? Unreal, folks. We got to make a very, very choice this next election because the fate of this country actually depends upon it. The whole country, I'm telling you. We are hanging by a thread here. You are being lied to daily by the news media. You're being lied to daily by your government. You're being lied to daily by the people you trust and voted for. And it's time it ended. This should be the last straw. How would you like to be living out there in Palestine, Ohio, East Palestine, Ohio? And you don't even dare bathe your children at night for fear that you'll be killing them. While people with hazmat suits walk around your house saying, I know what you're afraid of. You can come out. When the absurd begins to make sense, folks, and you overlook the absurdity of it, then you're part of the problem. You have to see the absurdity of what they're trying to sell you and reject it. Because if you don't, they're just going to keep trying to sell you the same absurdity, and why wouldn't they? They all sit with their feet up on their desk laughing at you saying, oh, stupid people believe anything we say. No matter what we say, as long as it ends with it's Donald Trump's fault, everything's just fine, and we can get away with anything we want. You're the ones who got to end that. And you better make a really good calculated decision on who's best served to do that. I can promise you it's not Nikki Haley, and I don't think it's Ron DeSantis this time around. Anyway, that decision will be yours ultimately, and I hope you take it seriously.